if it's happening today. We're talking about it now. Join us, 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now is Evelyn Gard, who represents both Gateway and Housatonic Community Colleges. We had such exciting news to talk about this new PAC program. I figured Evie would be the one to tell us about it. Evie, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So tell us about this very exciting, important new way for kids to get a college education.
So it's actually for anybody who's never gone to college before, and it is a initiative that has been put through by our legislators in our system office to provide debt-free college. Excuse me. And so basically, if you are a Connecticut high school graduate, you've never had any college credit, and you fill out a FAFSA form and apply to a Connecticut community college, and we're hoping, of course, that it will be Gateway, Housatonic, or Norwalk, that you can actually go for 2 years debt-free and plan to transfer to a four-year university and go in as a junior with no debt on your credit. So you have to stay in good academic standing and you have to attend full-time. So for a lot of people right now who are rethinking going away to college, this is a great way to keep going until you can transfer to a university and you feel safer being there if you're dorming.
And this is restricted to people who have never been in college before. What if they've taken, I don't know, what if they've taken a few courses and they dropped out? Then this program is not for them?
If they don't have any college credit on their transcript. So if they dropped out and there's no, so I would say that in a situation like that, it's a case by case. You can go and appeal and say, look, I never really went. You know, it is a way, but it is designed for people, to encourage people who haven't considered a college education as an option, to really encourage them to, because we need an educated workforce and an educated population. And I think it's a really remarkable way to encourage people to, you know, step up to the next level in their lives, because definitely I'll say during the last 3 or 4 months, people with a college education, unless they were frontline workers, really did better because we were able to telecommute, stay home. So it's been, it changes your life. And so we're trying to just bring everybody up to a place where they can live better and earn better income.
Tell me about the FAFSA form. We're saying it's free, but is it really free only if you come under a certain income threshold?
Well, right now there are no restrictions on that, so it is open to anybody, and it doesn't say you have to have a certain amount of money. Now, they changed the thing, they may change that in the future, but right now they're saying apply, it doesn't stop you. FAFSA is the federal student aid form that you have to fill out in order to apply for financial aid, because the money that pays for your tuition is through that process. So the financial aid piece is critical to qualifying for PAC. If you don't fill out a FAFSA, you can't just walk in and say, hi, I'm here for free college.
I see. We need,
you
okay.
know. Yeah. So, but it doesn't restrict you. So if you're a middle income family, or you're doing fine financially, you're not shut out of this opportunity.
And this is for Gateway, Housatonic, and Norwalk under your purview, but this is with community colleges throughout the state of Connecticut,
all
right?
All 12 community colleges, yeah. There are 12 of us, so there's no excuse not to go.
Yeah, and do you get an associate's degree at the end of these 2 years if you don't choose to go on for 4 years?
Yes, you can graduate with an associate degree in the major of your choice. The opportunities are endless. Every college has areas of specialty. But so you can actually say, oh, you know, I really want to be a radiographer, so I'm going to go to Gateway because that's where that program is. Or you can say, I want to, you know, so there's criminal justice or something that's unique to a college, you can actually choose. So when you go, I'll give you the website. It's the best way to start this. It's
sure.
Actually ct.edu. And then /PACT, P-A-C-T. And if they go there, it'll have a whole prompt to get started. It'll explain how it works, whether or not, you know, how do you qualify. But it is an incredible initiative. And for as long as it's going to be with us, we hope it'll be forever. But, you know, this year particularly, and I think maybe next year, it'll be key for people who are saying, look, I really don't want to go away yet. I want to make sure, you know, that things are safe. And it's a way to keep going and keep reaching for that degree and not holding back. So the only bad news is the deadline for registering and applying is July 15th.
Oh, so it's coming up.
So we're So it's timely that you're having us on today. But the deadline is July 15th. So if anybody is thinking about it, they should actually go to this ct.edu/pact and you know, at least get the information and fill out the FAFSA form. It doesn't obligate you, but it at least gets you ready to go if you decide that this is the track you want to take.
And will you accept people that have a GED, or do they have to have a regular high school diploma?
I believe the GED does qualify them. That'll be up to the registrar at each college to evaluate.
Okay. There,
you know, so, you know, what courses you
Are there
need.
Admissions requirements? Evie, we're talking with Evelyn Gard about PACT. Are there admissions requirements? Do you have to have a minimum GPA from high school? Do you have to have taken a standardized test of any kind? No. Just get to enroll.
You will be tested. Each college will test you for where you start. The commitment has to be full-time. I will say that this year, most of our classes across the board will probably be hybrid or online as we return back in August. So, and there's tons of support at all of the colleges now for online learning, including having financial aid cover the purchase of a laptop if you don't have one.
Really?
And, you know, and so even counseling and advising and all of the things that we used to do in person are also available online. So as our campuses start to reopen, which they are on the 20th of July, it'll be limited opening for staff. And then on the 27th, we will have some students who have labs to finish and stuff. There's some things you have to do on campus. But as much as possible, we anticipate a minimal amount of people actually on campus. So saying you have to take 12 credits and do full time might be more feasible because you have the freedom of not having to commute to campus. Some people will, some won't. That depends on their individual tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, this is some brave new world we're entering into, Evie.
It is scary and exciting at the same time, but I got to say, we are just getting ready. This is our commencement week for Housatonic and Gateway. And when you see the students, there were 544 at Housatonic. There's 700 and some odd at Gateway that are going to do their virtual commencement in the morning. And I'm so impressed with these people. You know, it was a crazy 4 months. And yet they persevered and went on. So I would say it's a brave new something.
it's a brave new something.
But it'll be nice. It'll be nice to get back to normal one day. But right now we're trying very hard to encourage students and anybody who's been thinking about going to college and you know, improving their lot that way to just do it. Just, you know, there's no reason to fret or sit still.
There's no reason not
especially.
To. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
So it's ct.edu/pact. ct.edu/pact. Evelyn Gard, thank you very much for being on the show with us today. Thanks for the support of the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate the opportunity.
We appreciate it, too. Well, it's noon, and that means Clark Howard will rejoin WICC lineup on a daily basis from 12 to 2. And then we come back at 2 to 6 with Connecticut Today, Paul Pacelli. I'm Lisa Wexler. Thanks for being with me today. And we'll be back behind the mic tomorrow.